Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome to the studio, Trisha, Old Roy, the full cast here on Wiggins America. It is time to do one of my favorite segments. Do you know what that segment is, y'all?
Serious question.
Take your time. Think it through.
The sign off at the end?
No, that, I do love that part, though.
Yeah.
Something to do with sci-fi or...
No, I have been following movies. Last Person on Earth movies. Yeah. But no, this is... and Quantum Leap, don't get me started. Because I'm really enjoying that show.
I won't.
The reboot, don't. No, this is Serious Questions.
Serious Questions.
Your stories. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have your stories ready for Serious Questions?
Yep.
Okay, then let's let Trisha go first.
Yay! I think I'm the least prepared, so that makes sense.
Good.
Couple sentenced for sandwich secrets. A Navy engineer and his wife, who both pleaded guilty to trying to sell sensitive secrets about the Navy's nuclear-powered submarines to a foreign country, are going to prison for a long time. That makes sense. The judge cited that the great danger that Jonathan and Diana Tobe posed to the U.S. security while handing down the sentences... which were 19 years for him and 22 years for her. So this is a big deal. They shouldn't have done this.
Yeah. Little treason.
Yep.
From Jonathan Diane Pogue.
Pretty standard stuff here. The thing that's unique about this story is prosecutors say on one occasion, the couple hid the information in peanut butter sandwiches.
Ooh, like that.
So they were sneaking... classified submarine secrets in sandwiches.
Where were they sneaking them to?
I don't know that.
Like, were they putting them in sandwiches and then just driving down Main Street and be like, ain't nothing in these sandwiches. No nuclear secrets here.
Russia, you
nobody
want a
was
PB&J?
Asking you that, Jonathan.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Jonathan and Diana and their peanut butter sandwich thing? They're always telling people about them how there's no nuclear codes in them. What's the deal?
Oh, all right. So that was the story.
I really want to know where they're sneaking these into that people are like, oh, that's just a peanut butter sandwich. I'm not going to question anything about that. Like the peanut butter sandwiches are so normal wherever this is that they're like, this is for sure. Nobody's going to ask.
Maybe it's some kind of foreign government PB&J swap where they go to a place. I'm thinking like a VFW hall. And
a Russian operative walks in and goes, I have the jelly. Have you my sandwich half?
Yeah. No, everybody brings their own sandwich and then you swap sandwiches.
That's just an old, just an old PTA sandwich swap. Yeah, that's just what they do. So it's just a rural thing.
That's the story.
Thanks for that.
My serious question was just, have you ever snuck anything in somewhere?
Serious question.
I sneak food into movies all the time. Don't you?
No, because you're not supposed to.
Other than that, I can't. Offhand, I can't think of anything.
I'm not a covert food sneaker. I'll just take food.
You'll buy it when
openly,
you get there.
I don't do it.
Oh. Open carry. If I'm hungry,
you brazenly take food in.
Oh yeah.
Wow. That I feel like I'm in trouble if I'm sneaking something in. I also feel like I'm in trouble every time I go to the airport. Like,
oh yeah,
they think that I'm trying to sneak something in. Yeah, that's it.
But they do think you're trying to sneak something in. The problem with the airport is that you don't even know what you're trying to sneak in.
No, I know.
Well, we caught you. What? I don't even know what I have.
I'm sorry.
That toothpaste is too big. Ah, I know that. And I know that's against your rules. And I'm so sorry.
Well, here's a good thing from that story, though. The world of espionage has not been impacted by the peanut allergy fad.
Oh, yeah.
They don't seem to be worried about it.
Guess it's not a global health crisis then.
Right.
Right. That's just an American thing.
A peanut allergy pandemic.
We're just going to assume.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's just us.
I will say this, though, that the only time I ever actually sneak things in, well, I'm always sneaking things in everywhere because I always have food in my pockets. I just carry food in my coat.
And it's weird food, too.
And it's candy and
expired.
I had a health bar last night that I took to soccer practice accidentally. I'm like, when did this end up in my coat pocket?
Did you eat it?
I thought about it, but it was pretty old. But I didn't
That's
throw it
never
away.
Never stopped you before.
I did keep it, though. Right. I thought at some point I might still want this.
In case of an emergency.
Exactly. All right. You go first. All right, sorry. Second, Roy.
Okay. All right, here's my headline. Beyond Meat reports wider than expected loss and falling revenue.
Mm.
Okay, so some key points here. The demand for the meat substitute has tumbled.
Beyond Meat, is that associated with a particular fast food chain or is that just a company that sells soy meat?
I think it's the brand.
They sell to everybody.
Okay.
They've tried to revive demand by offering restaurants and grocery customers discounts. In October, the company said it would cut 19% of its workforce, or roughly 200 employees. And if you scroll through the article, this little tidbit jumps out at you.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you time to scroll and find
it. Here
that.
It is. I got it. they're also facing turmoil inside the C-suite. Chief Operating Officer Doug Ramsey left the company after being arrested for allegedly biting another man's nose in a parking garage.
Oh, I did. You brought this to Annie, Are You Okay or something, didn't you, Tricia?
Uh-uh.
That story?
No. Nope.
Oh, the biting of the nose. I remember that, though.
So, serious question.
Okay.
Have you ever been so hungry because you're avoiding actual meat that you wanted to eat somebody's face?
No.
I love this question because we just talked about, I know you've been out for the past few weeks. We talked about, would you eat a human if you had to? One of my favorite conversation starters recently.
We did almost a whole segment on cannibalism and the necessity for it.
And right. I've talked to a lot of people outside of the show about that. specific thing.
Mm-hmm. Because you brought it up or because they heard it here?
Because I brought it up. Okay. I told them how great it was and that we were doing such great content like that. Have I ever been so hungry that I'd bite a person's face? No, but I would eat a person if I had to.
Yeah, we determined that already.
Interesting.
And you would too.
So is that the reason why they're pushing...
Majority rule.
Bill Gates and all these people pushing the fake meats and the eating bugs and all of that? It's because they're secretly wanting us to become cannibals?
Maybe.
Because we're going to be so dang hungry.
I don't connect those dots at all.
I really do think...
You need to work on your conspiracy theory.
No, even if I'm all in on that conspiracy, I don't see how you're connecting those things. Like... They want you to eat bugs, therefore, they actually want you to eat people, is what you were saying.
Right. Soylent Green. I think...
I'm still not following you, but that's
okay. I do like the irony that the Beyond Meat guy is chomping on people's faces.
He's eating faces because he can't eat meat?
Mm-hmm. No, I hear that part of that story.
Yeah.
And I accept it. Here's mine.
Serious question.
This may be the worst encounter Stormy Daniels has ever had, which is saying
that
something if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's a big statement.
This former porn star revealed her former home was allegedly haunted by, quote, a very dark, non-human thing with tentacles. This is a real story from the New York Post.
It's a little racist.
What? Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, said on a new episode of Ghost Magnet with Bridget Marked that the unknown entity would break items in her house, affecting her health and her mental health, which is seems a little obvious if you got a dark tentacled entity doing things in your house, that it would not bode well for your mind. She says definitely one very, very, she was asked to describe it, very, very dark, non-human thing with these tentacles, and that's what I caught on camera, which I want to see, and it shattered my ex's guitar.
Whoa.
This is an amazing story.
Or an elaborate excuse for why she broke her ex's guitar. Or how the ex's guitar got broken.
He comes home. What the heck? Okay, you're not going to believe this, but... It is a very, very dark non-human thing that did that. It's got tentacles.
I'm going to go on the very popular what show was it?
Ghost Magnet with Bridget Marked.
Yep, I'm going to go on the Ghost Magnet with Bridget Marked to prove it.
Yeah, okay, well, all right. If Bridget Marked vets it, then I'll accept that excuse. She said, quote, this is the end of the story, though. It just snapped in half one day sitting on the stand. It did not like him at all. I guess the thing didn't like her boyfriend is what she's saying.
The thing didn't like her boyfriend.
Yeah, it just snapped in half one day sitting on the stand. That's not even implying that the tentacle thing did it. That would be an invisible thing that did that if it was just sitting there.
I think Stormy may have snapped that guitar in half.
Bridget Marked had her on, though, to talk about this, so it must have been fine.
Salt Bridget Marked.
So, serious question.
Serious question.
And it seems obvious that my question would be, have you ever had a tentacled thing in your house?
Does.
But no. My serious question is, has Stormy Daniels ever been in your house?
No.
No comment.
No. Yeah, your wife might be listening.
Yeah. No, oddly enough, she hasn't.
Yeah, that is odd.
She's been on my television in the news. It's nice that she's not really in the news anymore.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? You know what, though? To conclude this segment, and we've talked about Trump and DeSantis and all this stuff in recent weeks, but it's that kind of stuff. I mean, really, let's be realistic. It's that kind of stuff, the Stormy Daniels stuff, that is the reason that people are fatigued by Donald Trump. Even people who love what he did policy-wise, they love that he would tear out government and build it anew. All the stuff that you like about Trump, it's that kind of side garbage that wears people out about him. And ultimately, I don't think that DeSantis would have that stuff. And I'm a Trump proponent. I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for the guy again. I absolutely would. I may even vote for him in a primary. But that's the stuff. That very stuff is what does it.
Do we have just like one more second here?
Go ahead.
Okay. I disagree. I don't mind that stuff at all.
Really?
Yeah. I don't find it endearing and I don't, but that kind of thing impacts my support for him 0%. What is starting to wear on me is if he goes down this path of me before party and at the expense of the country.
Dang it, you are right. that's true, because that's ultimately what's going to do it. That's what's going to do it. It's not, but all that other stuff was so, it was just annoying.
It was.
It got in the way.
It was nonsense. It was gross.
But you're right. As far as looking forward, that's not the stuff that's going to do it. You're completely right. It's the stuff where it's when he does friendly fire. Now, if you're in a primary with Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, and he's able to somehow pick off those guys by calling them names.
And you're Donald Trump and you're new to politics and you're in this fight. But now you know that the power you hold.
Yeah.
If you purposely divide the party and the Republicans lose again in 2024.
Yes.
Because of the ego thing.
Yeah.
That is a problem for me.
Roy, last words.
Yeah, I think I'm going to say it because I know everybody's thinking it.
Yeah.
It's disturbing to me that she had to bring up the race of the tentacled ghost. The skin color, it's not appropriate. And to assume that it was a him, I think we can all agree.
Roy, first of all, you're right about gendering a demon.
Yeah.
And how offensive that is.
Right.
But second, I will call you on the fact that on the second time around, though, her quote was that things were spontaneously breaking. So she was not referring to anything at that point. She was talking about an invisible thing. That can't be offensive.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I've been looking forward to this segment for probably 3 or 4 weeks. I've been compiling a list, and some of these were compiled for me. A site called Zero Hedge, which I love, put together quite a few of them, but I realized it was not a full list. It was missing quite a few. And if there's been a theme this weekend on this show, on Wiggins America, it's been spin. It's been the way stories are treated. It's not something new. I mean, we talk about that all the time. But how much do you trust the mainstream media? Whatever story is happening right now, Should you accept the narrative being given to you by the mainstream media? And my conclusion here is maybe not. Surprise, surprise. You probably didn't know I was going there, but maybe not. This is just a list of the last few years into Trump's term up to now of absolute hoaxes that the majority of America at least believed at the time. Some may still believe these things. I'm just going to start reading them off. We'll talk about them. Number one, Russian collusion. The biggest problem with this one, it persists, even though it was not true. It was proven not true by the Mueller probe and continues to be out there as false for everyone to know. Yet, because the media pushed it so much during Trump's first 2 years especially, a lot of people still believe that Trump colluded with Russia, even though there is literally zero evidence of that ever happening on any front. How about this one? Trump called neo-Nazis fine people, talking about the Charlottesville thing. That didn't happen. It did not happen. Somebody's head just exploded. Of course it happened. Go watch the clip. Go watch the clip. He did not call neo-Nazis fine people. Do you want proof? Go watch the clip. Jussie Smollett. I don't think I need to add to that. Bubba Wallace and the noose that he said he found in the garage. Everybody reported. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? Because it's NASCAR. NASCAR looks like it would be racist. Let's report on that. Oh wait, it was just a pull down rope for a garage door. The Covington kids, remember? The Covington kids, that kid won big against the media for smearing him. The Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. The hoax there is that the FBI had a whole bunch of agents embedded in with these like four guys and basically pushed them into doing that kidnapping plot. It's not that the guys didn't do it. It's that the FBI basically made it happen and then turned on them and said, look what they did. You can't do that. And most people who reported on that at the time, they still don't know that that's true. I don't know about this one, but the Kavanaugh gang rape thing, that was a weird one because there was just nothing to back it up. It was never that it was true. It was just that it was a bunch of smears that were never proven true. Even to this day, some people still call him a rapist because of it, though. The Trump pee tape, that's related to Russia collusion. COVID lab leak theory. Nah, that can't be true. You can't even talk about it. In fact, we'll ban you if you talk about it. Oh, wait, it probably is true. Do you see recently more and more researchers are saying, look, we know that this is politically charged, but the problem is everything we see is related back to the fact that this came from a lab in China. We don't see any of the bat stuff. We don't see any of that. This one's a little less severe, but border agents whipping migrants. Remember the White House press secretary, I think Jen Psaki at the time, was talking about this, and it was completely false. Trump saved nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago. We talked about that one already this morning. That's just recent. There were no nuclear secrets. In fact, what's crazy is what they've determined from that whole FBI raid on a former president is that everything he had was pretty inconsequential. So what's the narrative? I mean, what were they trying to do? There, it was completely ridiculous. And it was, you saw it from the get-go, that people went, uh-oh, this is a problem. This is going to give the right-wingers a whole lot of fodder for talk. And it did because it was wrong. It was a wrong decision by the FBI, a completely partisan organization at this point, at least at the high levels. The Steele dossier, again, that's referencing Russian collusion stuff. Trump saying drinking bleach would fight COVID. That didn't happen. Watch the clip on that one. How about a Muslim travel ban? It was spun that way. It was not that way. It was from primarily terrorist organizations within nations. And so they banned the nations that had high terrorism. And they called it a Muslim travel ban. And it absolutely was not. You can look at the facts on that too. How about Hunter Biden's laptop? We've been talking about that this morning. 51 CIA agents. Here's a little bit of an update on this one, by the way. Jim Jordan, who will be heading at one of the committees in the House here soon, wants to call every single one of those former intelligence agencies or agents who signed off on the fact that this was Russian disinformation in for questioning to see what their motives were. not just motives, but what I would love to ask the question, why did you think that this was Russian disinformation? What did you have to prove that? They will have nothing. If you question 51 former CIA agents who were just giving in to the Brenner CIA political message. Trump built cages for migrant kids. That didn't happen. Those cages were built by who? Barack Obama. There's other ones on here that they're not as important. Trump overfed koi fish in Japan. Do you remember? That was a stupid story and it wasn't true. Trump tax cuts only benefit the rich. That is patently false, but they'll just say it over and over. Cloth masks prevent COVID. If you get vaccinated, you won't catch COVID. Don't say gay is in a bill in Florida. Those words are not. I heard that even just recently. People talking about the don't say gay bill. It's not in the bill. Now, that one's a little bit more debatable because you could say, well, the spirit of the bill is blah, blah, blah. Well, the fact is they call it the don't say gay bill. The words aren't in the bill. Trump used tear gas to clear a crowd for a Bible photo. He didn't. That didn't happen. That was false. Ivermectin is a horse dewormer and it is not for humans. This one's gotten turned on its head drastically recently because people are coming out and saying, look, you actually can take this, but nobody would say it at the time. That's what these cowards will do. They just back off because it's their career. Which I guess you kind of get, but still, come on, man. Somebody say something. Come on, man. Mostly peaceful protests. that one's silly. That's just so stupid because they're so not peaceful in 2020. Those protests were just burning buildings down. Well, they're mostly peaceful. That's the most of them. I mean, there's a couple others on here that are like democracy is under threat. These are things you could debate. The last one that is patently false that people still say is that Officer Sicknick was murdered by protesters on January 6th. He did not. He died later of a heart attack. It had nothing to do with the protest. It was just a random happenstance. So that, and I some of those are ones that I added or added to because they weren't full. I added also that Kyle Rittenhouse traveled across state line with weapons. How many times did you hear that? That wasn't true. I just think it's important not necessarily to stand here and spike the football and be like, look at all these things. But to remember as you hear them now, to remember how much everything comes through a lens and what's really embarrassing. Closing thought here, just because, I mean, we got to move on. But closing thought, these are organizations that have so many more resources than a show like mine or a station like this. Not that 97.1 has no resources. It's doing well. But for instance, I'll use myself as an example. I have no team. I have Trisha and Roy who come in here who are co-hosts, but I have literally no oversight above me, which is great. I don't want oversight, but I have no producer. I have no help. It's just me. I do all the research. I do the show myself. I'm running the board here. This is it. And it's up to people like us who have been given a microphone to share these things because so many people with big teams and big microphones and lots of resources have abdicated that responsibility so badly. You just heard a list of reasons why. That stuff should not happen. Now, it's not that just that it can't happen. It can't. These are still people. So you have to be forgiving that if they get something wrong, they're going to change and get it right. It's that they don't want to get it right. They want to lead with the worst thing possible. They want to lead with somebody's trying to hang Bubba Wallace. They want to lead with people beat up Jussie Smollett and yelled, "This is MAGA country in downtown Chicago." They want these things to be true. They don't care about the truth. They care about their truth, and they want to share that with you and set the agenda for America. That's the problem. It's not that people can't get things wrong. It's that the people with all the resources still with the legacy media, now this is changing before our eyes, but right now still the legacy media has the resources, has the money, and people like us do not. People like me, I have no, like I said, have no producer. I'm just coming up with this by myself. And I'm glad that you're here for it because this is what it takes, right? Thank you for tuning in to Wiggins America this holiday weekend. We'll be right back. Trisha is kind enough to come back in the studio, and I wanted to talk about this because we've been mentioning it for weeks. You've been telling me to go watch the movie Don't Worry, Darling, And I said, well, I got to go get HBO Max. So I did.
Wow. Just for this?
I did, really, because
awesome.
You weren't the only person saying to go watch it. And lots of people in my life have said, have you seen Don't Worry, Darling? Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, no, Trisha told me to watch it, though.
It had Wiggins written all over it.
And you're right, it did. And so my wife and I was one of the few that both of us were really interested in watching, kind of cross some genres.
It does. It brings couples together because I told Eddie, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to watch, or haven't. It was actually my birthday, so he was in no matter what.
Cool.
And then I kind of told him what it was about, and he's like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that. And we both really liked it.
So we can set it up a little bit without giving away too much, because it's a fun movie because it's one of those that's unfolding the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of trying to pick up the clues and trying to see if you can figure out where it's going. But the style of it is super cool. It looks like it's set in a 1950s idyllic California community.
Yeah,
right?
A suburb.
Yeah, one of the, I think they call them the valley communities, whatever that means. I'm not from California, but I hear that enough.
It looks nice.
And so palm trees and people kind of hanging out, and they're wearing all the 50s kind of style stuff. Mm-hmm. And
drinking martinis at lunch.
Exactly. And the style of that is just super cool. And I don't care what you're going to do with
that. The
cars
are cool.
But the setting itself.
The simplicity is cool.
Exactly. There's something charming about it.
Very.
That whenever we talk about 50s style stuff, usually you think about the Midwestern 50s and the Detroit 50s, a lot of that stuff set this way. This is LA 50s, which is a different style, but still you'll recognize it when you see it. And so from there, I don't know what else you want to set up, but the pitch you gave me was enough for me to want to watch it.
I don't even remember how I pitched it to you now, other than, so you hear Don't Worry, Darling, you hear Harry Styles, and you think that's a chick flick. Never mind.
It's not.
It is not. It's Stepford Wives-y.
Yes. Yes, that's what you said.
The women spend a lot of time lounging, and they're on a pretty strict schedule of cleaning, and then cocktails with girlfriends,
yeah.
And the men go to work every day.
Yep. Yep.
And that's pretty much all you know for a good portion of the movie.
And Chris Pine is awesome in that movie. He's the big boss mm-hmm. of the whole town, it seems. I mean, you don't really know exactly what's going on.
The centrally located in this town, there's what appears to be a plant where people go to work.
Yeah, like the company.
Yeah, all the men work at the company.
And you're going, what does this company do?
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
And the women aren't really asking that question, mm-hmm. but your main character, of course, starts asking that question.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, highly recommend watching that movie simply because
Harry Styles.
Because of Harry Styles, because I can't get enough of Harry Styles.
That's what people think when they think of that movie and you.
I hopefully, when people hear Wiggins America, they immediately go, Watermelon Sugar.
Yes.
Is that even a Harry Styles song?
No.
It's not? Oh, dang. Oh, I thought, man, I always thought I was
on
it.
I had to think about that. No, that might be a Jonas Brother.
Oh, I think you're right. I'm not.
Which you love a good Jonas Brother, too.
Clearly, I know what I'm talking about. Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time here. That is our endorsement for your full weekend here.
Is that the whole segment?
No, that's not the full segment. No,
never coming back. You're never going to ask me back.
You've been here tons.
Oh, no, it is Harry Styles.
Yes.
Watermelon Sugar.
Yes.
I
darn
should
right
never,
it is.
Ever question your knowledge of Harry Styles.
That song's so stupid.
It's terrible.
I hate that song.
I do like Late Night Talking, though.
I don't know that song. I can't tell you that
Harry
I like
Styles
anything
song.
By Harry Styles. The only song
Don't
I knew
worry,
by
darling,
him I
like
thought was stupid. That's not by him. He's in it. And it was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf, and I wish it would have been Shia LaBeouf.
You're right. I think Olivia Wilde directed it, though, and I believe she's dating Harry Styles right now.
I do, too, and I think that she maybe was dating Shia LaBeouf.
No.
No?
Really?
Maybe. I don't know.
So rumors get started.
Hey, it's on the radio now. okay, this is a... There's a part of this segment that I want to do with you because I've never done this with another person in the room.
Oh, lucky me.
I always do this just to the audience. It's called...
Lucky them.
The Game of Lies.
The Game of Lies!
Okay, so the Game of Lies is where I just read... what I usually do is I read a full story, and then I ask the listener, where's the lie in this story? In this case, I'm just going to read a headline, and I'm going to ask you, where's the lie?
Okay, I'm ready.
This may not be very long.
Okay. You only got one of these?
I got one.
All right.
That's it. All right. The headline from Sky News, international news source, which I follow simply because I like sometimes looking at what other people are saying about us. BBC's sometimes good for that, but a little bit overused, so I like Sky News. Sky News says, supermarkets are, quote, taking advantage of customers, unquote, with fuel prices higher than they should be. Do you find a lie in that?
I mean, the premise, yes, hold on, I had it. Obviously, the premise is wrong. Supermarkets are taking advantage of customers with fuel prices higher
than they should be. Yeah.
Well, supermarkets don't set fuel prices, and neither do gas stations.
That is mostly correct. Now, they can pad it. They can raise it a little bit.
Yes, but they're not the reason that fuel cost is high. That's incorrect. Are we talking Sam's Club? What are we talking about? Like, are they saying that
I think that's what they're talking about is Sam's Club, Walmart's, Costco's.
Okay.
Places like that. And
this gets perpetuated, though, often because, again, Sam's Club, Costco, wherever you buy your gas, still has to purchase the gas.
Yes.
You can't inflate it so much.
Yes.
And supermarkets are the ones giving discounted gas.
They're
at least
usually
in this
lower.
Country, they're
yes.
usually low, which yes. is why you buy the membership.
Yes.
Am I close to the lie?
You're
Am I hitting around it?
No, you have completely covered it and are way past it. This was such an obvious one to me.
Did I break it? Did I break the game?
You did.
High
you destroyed
score.
It.
What's that mean?
You destroyed the game of lies. It was too easy.
Give
and I should have known that going into it, that you would have aced the test, because you did. It's so obvious. Reading that headline, I just can't believe that it's somebody's job to write that news. That we're supposed to take our focus off of...
The White House press secretary. I mean, or the staffers write that news, and the White House press secretary delivers that news
yes.
in this country on a daily basis.
That's why I was shocked to see that this is an international news source saying it. Because I've lost so much faith in American media. But then you see this and you go, are they also just parroting whatever either their leaders or our leaders are saying?
The answer is probably yes.
I think it's true. I follow this news source for that reason, because they do have kind of different takes on some things. But I'm disappointed overall, take this for what it's worth, to see how much international news just follows the narrative of whatever America's news does, which means really that America is setting the standard for everything worldwide. I mean, I'm talking not just Western media, because you'd kind of expect, well, Europe might have similar takes on things as us. But I'm talking Al Jazeera. I'm talking Latin American news that I can read. You know, they'll still do a lot of stuff in English. It's disappointing how much mm-hmm. they don't question the American narrative, because America mm-hmm. sets the tone for everything.
Rip and read.
You got it. All right. Thank you. And
thanks you, too.
Thank you.
So much for
thank
me.
You. You know what? I got very little time here at the end of the show. I was going to talk about Cochise County. I was going to talk about the Arizona certification issue that they're having that I actually find very fascinating. And so, you know, that's something we could dive into. But there's a little bit of wait and see there, because they're talking about November 28th being the deadline for certifying that election. As of right now, you can't call Katie Hobbs governor-elect or anybody else elect of Arizona, because nothing's been certified. So anytime you see that, I'm calling it out. You can't say that yet. Anyway, that's an interesting development that we're going to keep following. But since I only have a few minutes here left with you before the end of the show, I am terrible at doing this. I love getting feedback from you when you send me messages on Facebook and Twitter and even email that I get. And I will interact and talk with anybody who chooses to do so about topics or this show or whatever. And so I really appreciate it. And I love talking to you. I never mention it on the air, though. So I figured I should start doing that. This is from Virginia. She sent a message last week. She says, "Hello, Ryan. I'm listening to the morning version of Wiggins America on Saturday mornings, which is, we're also on 5 to 7 on Sunday evenings now. Love it. Praying more for our country and the people in it was exactly the same conclusion I came to after the midterm. So a little bit more there, but I just wanted to say that that's referencing a comment that I had made about feeling kind of not sure what to do after the midterms. And I don't know, maybe you're past that and you've moved on. I guess in a sense I have too. We know what the conclusion is going to be. The Republicans are going to have the House right now, sitting at roughly 220 seats. Not a huge majority. I mean, we're talking about a pretty bare majority there, but it is a majority, and that's what matters. And so we are going to see a Republican majority in the House, still a Democrat majority in the Senate, even if Herschel Walker does pull that seat off. It'll be 50-50, just like it was with the presidency. Vice president flipping to Democrats. And I came to the conclusion that ultimately what's going to change everything is not just the fact that Republicans need to get their ground game better. They need to go after votes, not just in the traditional way of spending money, putting up yard signs and talking about issues. I know, right? That's what we should be doing, is talking about issues, because that's what matters. It's what should matter. But actually going and collecting votes. They need to have a better grassroots game, like Democrats do, of collecting people's votes who are low propensity voters. So they typically vote Republican, but they also don't typically vote. You know, they vote once every three cycles or something. Going and making sure those people cast a ballot. Now, there's different ways to do that in different states, but Democrats are quite good at it. They've changed the game with mail-in voting and early voting, and Republicans have not responded, at least on that level. That needs to change. But ultimately, the point here is not that stuff. It's that if we're really going to see change in America, you got to go back to the root. The political being the downstream from culture, culture being downstream from spirituality, morality. That you got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray more if we're going to see changes. So many things would just solve themselves if we were all in the same boat, if we got back to that ethic, got back to what's important. Going back to what Virginia said here, she says, the Lord knows we want to put our faith in humans. However, Jesus came for a reason. Thank you for saying that, Virginia. I always appreciate the comments. And once again, if you want to connect with me and just make your feelings known on that topic or any other, feel free at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook there and direct message me. I'll see those sometimes a little late just because they get caught in the spam filter, but I will see them within a day or two. So follow through. Thanks for listening. This is Wiggins America. You can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America, which so many of you do, and I thank you for that. Or you can listen on the Rewind on the Odyssey app. We'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trisha is kind enough to come back in the studio, and I wanted to talk about this because we've been mentioning it for weeks. You've been telling me to go watch the movie Don't Worry, Darling, and I said, well, I got to go get HBO Max, so I did.
Wow, just for this?
I did, really, because
awesome.
You weren't the only person saying to go watch it. And lots of people in my life have said, have you seen Don't Worry, Darling? Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, no, Trisha told me to watch it, though.
It had Wiggins written all over it.
And you're right, it did. And so my wife and I was one of the few that both of us were really interested in watching, kind of crossed some genres.
It does. It brings couples together. Because I told Eddie, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to watch. It was actually my birthday, so he was in no matter what.
Cool.
And then I kind of told him what it was about, and he was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that. And we both really liked it.
So we can set it up a little bit without giving away too much, because it's a fun movie, because it's one of those that's unfolding the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of trying to pick up the clues and trying to see if you can figure out where it's going. But the style of it is super cool. It looks like it's set in a 1950s idyllic California community.
Yeah,
right?
A suburb.
Yeah, one of the, I think they call them the Valley communities, whatever that means. I'm not from California, but I hear that enough.
It looks nice.
And so palm trees and people kind of hanging out, and they're wearing all the 50s kind of style stuff. Mm-hmm. And
drinking martinis at lunch.
Exactly. And the style of that is just super cool. And I don't care what you're going to do with
that.
The cars
are cool.
But the setting itself.
The simplicity is cool.
Exactly. There's something charming about it.
Very.
That whenever we talk about 50s style stuff, usually you think about the Midwestern 50s and the Detroit 50s, a lot of that stuff set that way. This is LA 50s, which is a different style, but still you'll recognize it when you see it. And so from there, I don't know what else you want to set up, but the pitch you gave me was enough for me to want to watch it.
I don't even remember how I pitched it to you now, other than, so you hear Don't Worry, Darling, you hear Harry Styles, and you think that's a chick flick. Never mind.
It's not.
It is not. It's Stepford Wives-y.
Yes. Yes, that's what you said.
The women spend a lot of time lounging, and they're on a pretty strict schedule of cleaning, and then cocktails with girlfriends,
yeah.
And the men go to work every day.
Yep. Yep.
And that's pretty much all you know for a good portion of the movie.
And Chris Pine is awesome in that movie. He's the big boss mm-hmm. of the whole town, it seems. I mean, you don't really know exactly what's going on.
The centrally located in this town, there's what appears to be a plant where people go to work.
Yeah, like the company.
Yeah, all the men work at the company.
And you're going, what does this company do?
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
And the women aren't really asking that question, mm-hmm. but your main character, of course, starts asking that question.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, highly recommend watching that movie simply because
Harry Styles.
Because of Harry Styles, because I can't get enough of Harry Styles.
That's what people think when they think of that movie and you.
I hopefully, when people hear Wiggins America, they immediately go, Watermelon Sugar.
Yes.
Is that even a Harry Styles song?
No.
It's not? Oh, dang. Oh, I thought, man,
I had to think about that. No, that might be a Jonas Brother.
Oh, I think you're right. I'm not.
Which you love a good Jonas Brother, too.
Clearly, I know what I'm talking about. Okay, We don't have a whole lot of time here. That is our endorsement for your full weekend here.
Is that the whole segment?
No, that's not the full segment. No,
I'm never coming back. You're never going to ask me back.
You've been here tons.
Oh, no, it is Harry Styles.
Yes.
Watermelon Sugar.
Yes.
I should never, ever question your knowledge of Harry Styles.
That song's so stupid.
It's terrible.
I hate that song.
I do like Late Night Talking, though.
I don't know that song. I can't tell you that I like anything by Harry Styles. The only song I knew by him I thought was stupid. That's not by him. He's in it. And it was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf, and I wish it would have been Shia LaBeouf.
You're right. I think Olivia Wilde directed it, though, and I believe she's dating Harry Styles right now.
I do, too, and I think that she maybe was dating Shia LaBeouf.
No.
No?
Really?
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's have rumors get started.
Hey, it's on the radio now. okay, this is there's a part of this segment that I want to do with you because I've never done this with another person in the room.
Oh, lucky me.
I always do this just to the audience. It's called...
Lucky them.
The Game of Lies.
The Game of Lies!
Okay, so the Game of Lies is where I just read... what I usually do is I read a full story, and then I ask the listener, where's the lie in this story? In this case, I'm just going to read a headline, and I'm going to ask you, where's the lie?
Okay, I'm ready.
This may not be very long.
Okay, you only got one of these?
I got one.
All right.
That's it. All right. The headline from Sky News, international news source, which I follow simply because I like sometimes looking at what other people are saying about us. BBC's sometimes good for that, but a little bit overused, so I like Sky News. Sky News says, supermarkets are, quote, taking advantage of customers, unquote, with fuel prices higher than they should be. Do you find a lie in that?
I mean, the premise, yes, hold on, I had it. Obviously, the premise is wrong. supermarkets are taking advantage of customers with fuel prices higher
than they should be.
Than they should be.
Yeah.
Well, supermarkets don't set fuel prices, and neither do gas stations.
That is mostly correct. Now, they can pad it. They can raise it a little bit.
Yes, but they're not the reason that fuel cost is high. That's incorrect. Are we talking Sam's Club? What are we talking about? Like, are they saying that?
I think that's what they're talking about is Sam's Club, Walmart's, Costco's,
okay,
places like that. And
this gets perpetuated though often because again, Sam's Club, Costco, wherever you buy your gas, still has to purchase the gas.
Yes.
They can't inflate it so much.
Yes.
And supermarkets are the ones giving discounted gas.
They're
at least
usually
in
lower.
This country, they're usually low, which is why you buy the membership.
Yes.
Am I close to the lie?
Am
I hitting around it?
You have completely covered it and are way past it. This was such an obvious one to me.
Did I break it? Did I break the game?
You did. You destroyed it.
What's that mean?
You destroyed the Game of Lies. It was too easy.
And
I should have known that going into it, that you would have aced the test, because you did. It's so obvious. Reading that headline, I just can't believe that it's somebody's job to write that news. That we're supposed to take our focus off of...
The White House press secretary. I mean, or the staffers write that news, and the White House press secretary delivers that news
yes.
in this country on a daily basis.
That's why I was shocked to see that this is an international news source saying it. Because I've lost so much faith in American media. But then you see this and you go, are they also just parroting whatever either their leaders or our leaders are saying?
The answer is probably yes.
I think it's true. I follow this news source for that reason, because they do have kind of different takes on some things. But I'm disappointed overall, take this for what it's worth, to see how much international news just follows the narrative of whatever America's news does, which means really that America is setting the standard for everything worldwide. I mean, I'm talking not just Western media, because you'd kind of expect, well, Europe might have similar takes on things as us. But I'm talking Al Jazeera. I'm talking Latin American news that I can read. You know, they'll still do a lot of stuff in English. It's disappointing how much mm-hmm. they don't question the American narrative, because America mm-hmm. sets the tone for everything.
Rip and read.
You got it. All right. Thank you. And
thanks you too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You. You know what? I got very little time here at the end of the show. I was going to talk about Cochise County. I was going to talk about the Arizona certification issue that they're having, that I actually find very fascinating. And so, you know, that's something we could dive into. But there's a little bit of wait and see there, because they're talking about November 28th being the deadline for certifying that election. As of right now, you can't call Katie Hobbs governor-elect or anybody else elect of Arizona, because nothing's been certified. So anytime you see that, I'm calling it out. You can't say that yet. Anyway, that's an interesting development that we're going to keep following. But since I only have a few minutes here left with you before the end of the show, I am terrible at doing this. I love getting feedback from you when you send me messages on Facebook and Twitter and even email that I get. And I will interact and talk with anybody who chooses to do so about topics or this show or whatever. And so I really appreciate it. And I love talking to you. I never mention it on the air, though. So I figured I should start doing that. This is from Virginia. She sent a message last week. She says, "Hello, Ryan. I'm listening to the morning version of Wiggins America on Saturday mornings, which is, we're also on 5 to 7 on Sunday evenings now. Love it. Praying more for our country and the people in it." It was exactly the same conclusion I came to after the midterm. So a little bit more there, but I just wanted to say that that's referencing a comment that I had made about feeling kind of not sure what to do after the midterms. And I don't know, maybe you're past that and you've moved on. I guess in a sense I have too. We know what the conclusion is going to be. The Republicans are going to have the House right now, sitting at roughly 220 seats. Not a huge majority. I mean, we're talking about a pretty bare majority there, but it is a majority, and that's what matters. And so we are going to see a Republican majority in the House, still a Democrat majority in the Senate, even if Herschel Walker does pull that seat off. It'll be 50-50, just like it was with the presidency. Vice president flipping to Democrats. And I came to the conclusion that ultimately what's going to change everything is not just the fact that Republicans need to get their ground game better. They need to go after votes, not just in the traditional way of spending money and putting up yard signs and talking about issues. I know, right? That's what we should be doing, is talking about issues, because that's what matters. It's what should matter. But actually going and collecting votes. They need to have a better grassroots game, like Democrats do, of collecting people's votes who are low propensity voters. So they typically vote Republican, but they also don't typically vote. You know, they vote once every three cycles or something. Going and making sure those people cast a ballot. Now, there's different ways to do that in different states, but Democrats are quite good at it. They've changed the game with mail-in voting and early voting, and Republicans have not responded, at least on that level. That needs to change. But ultimately, the point here is not that stuff. It's that if we're really going to see change in America, you got to go back to the root, the political being the downstream from culture, culture being downstream from spirituality, morality. That you got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray more if we're going to see changes. So many things would just solve themselves if we were all in the same boat, if we got back to that ethic, got back to what's important. Going back to what Virginia said here, she says, "The Lord knows we want to put our faith in humans. However, Jesus came for a reason." Thank you for saying that, Virginia. I always appreciate the comments. And once again, if you want to connect with me and just make your feelings known on that topic or any other, feel free at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook there and direct message me. I'll see those sometimes a little late just because they get caught in the spam filter, but I will see them within a day or so, or a day or two. So follow through. Thanks for listening. This is Wiggins America. You can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America, which so many of you do, and I thank you for that. Or you can listen on the Rewind on the Odyssey app. We'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You know what? I got very little time here at the end of the show. I was going to talk about Cochise County. I was going to talk about the Arizona certification issue that they're having, that I actually find very fascinating. And so, you know, that's something we could dive into. But there's a little bit of wait and see there because they're talking about November 28th being the deadline for certifying that election. As of right now, you can't call Katie Hobbs governor-elect or anybody else elect of Arizona because nothing's been certified. So anytime you see that, I'm calling it out. You can't say that yet. Anyway, that's an interesting development that we're going to keep following. But since I only have a few minutes here left with you before the end of the show, I am terrible at doing this. I love getting feedback from you when you send me messages on Facebook and Twitter and even email that I get. And I will interact and talk with anybody who chooses to do so about topics or this show or whatever. And so I really appreciate it. And I love talking to you. I never mentioned it on the air, though. So I figured I should start doing that. This is from Virginia. She sent a message last week. She says, "Hello, Ryan. I'm listening to the morning version of Wiggins America on Saturday mornings, which is, we're also on 5 to 7 on Sunday evenings now. Love it. Praying more for our country and the people in it was exactly the same conclusion I came to after the midterm." So a little bit more there, but I just wanted to say that that's referencing a comment that I had made about feeling kind of not sure what to do after the midterms. And I don't know, maybe you're past that and you've moved on. I guess in a sense I have too. We know what the conclusion is going to be. The Republicans are going to have the House right now, sitting at roughly 220 seats. Not a huge majority. I mean, we're talking about a pretty bare majority there, but it is a majority, and that's what matters. And so we are going to see a Republican majority in the House, still a Democrat majority in the Senate, even if Herschel Walker does pull that seat off. It'll be 50-50, just like it was with the presidency. Vice president flipping to Democrats. And I came to the conclusion that ultimately what's going to change everything is not just the fact that Republicans need to get their ground game better. They need to go after votes, not just in the traditional way of spending money, putting up yard signs and talking about issues. I know, right? That's what we should be doing, is talking about issues, because that's what matters. It's what should matter. But actually going and collecting votes. They need to have a better grassroots game, like Democrats do, of collecting people's votes who are low propensity voters. So they typically vote Republican, but they also don't typically vote. You know, they vote once every three cycles or something. Going and making sure those people cast a ballot. Now, there's different ways to do that in different states, but Democrats are quite good at it. They've changed the game with mail-in voting and early voting, and Republicans have not responded, at least on that level. That needs to change. But ultimately, the point here is not that stuff. It's that if we're really going to see change in America, you got to go back to the root, the political being the downstream from culture, culture being downstream from spirituality, morality. That you got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray more if we're going to see changes. So many things would just solve themselves if we were all in the same boat, if we got back to that ethic, got back to what's important. Going back to what Virginia said here, she says, "The Lord knows we want to put our faith in humans. However, Jesus came for a reason." Thank you for saying that, Virginia. I always appreciate the comments. And once again, if you want to connect with me and just make your feelings known on that topic or any other, feel free at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook there and direct message me. I'll see those sometimes a little late just because they get caught in the spam filter, but I will see them within a day or so, or a day or two. So follow through. Thanks for listening. This is Wiggins America. You can get the podcast by typing in Wiggins America, which so many of you do, and I thank you for that. Or you can listen on the Rewind on the Odyssey app. We'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, "That sounds fun," to, "In this weather, what if my asthma acts up?" I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.